I've invited Rabbi Ari Kahn on the air, as I mentioned earlier. There's a million topics we could discuss with him. In fact, he just completed a trip to the United States where he was speaking over this past Shabbat. But what prompted me to get him on today is his relationship with Senator Joe Lieberman, who we admired, as we described last week, to the nth degree. Represented the Jewish people, in my opinion, really, really well. Rabbi Ari Kahn is director of the one-year overseas student program at Bar-Ilan University, senior lecturer in Jewish studies, rabbi of the Mishkan Etrog community in Givat Ze'ev, and has authored many, many books and lectures constantly, and is a great friend of JM in the AM. Rabbi Ari Kahn, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Good morning. Good morning. I wish it were happier. Okay, you should speak to me when good things are going on.
That's true. That's true.
Change that. Yeah.
That's a good point. Well, I did point out that we shared my son and daughter-in-law Simcha together last year. At least that was the last time we actually saw each other. But yeah, since then a lot has changed. We were talking last week, obviously, in the aftermath of Senator Lieberman's passing, about his. I felt his the amazing confidence we as Jews had in him when he represented us. Similar to what I said a couple of years back about Rabbi Sacks, that when he opened his mouth, when he was about to make a public presentation, you never had to cringe as a member of the Jewish community. I'm sure you agree with that, but we also should point out that you are, I don't know how to put it, is it co-author, would that be the right way of putting it, of a book entitled With Liberty and Justice, The 50-Day Journey from Egypt to Sinai, written by Senator Joe Lieberman with Rabbi Ari Kahn. What do you remember about first being pitched the idea of working with the senator?
Rabbi Ganak, who is very close, was very close with Senator Lieberman and learned with him, he said that the senator had an idea, wanted to do a book, and needed someone to help him on it and to work together with him. And what exactly was going to be that relationship was very unclear. We had an initial meeting, and from that point on, I'm going to say something which I think everybody who met him said, we felt very, very close. We felt like we were incredibly close. But I think everybody felt that with him, because that's part of who he was. But we had a lot of very interesting private conversations in order to try to, you know, put this book together. His basic idea about the book, this was after he wrote the book on Shabbos or Shabbat, right. And his idea was that everybody or many, many Jews have a Pesach Seder, but most of the Jews who have a Pesach Seder never heard of Shavuos.
Right.
So he said, how do we teach them about Shavuos? And for him, who, you know, his basic, he was a lawyer and he was somebody who was district attorney and he was somebody who helped create laws. So the whole idea of the law part of it was very important to him. And therefore, he wanted to try to share this. And he said straight to me, he goes, I want to leverage my position. You know, I can write something and people will listen to me. And let's try to create something of great, really, you know, with a great deal of, I don't know what word to use. But he wanted it to be really quality work that people could be moved.
Rabbi Ari Kahn is with us. And by the way, folks, the conversation we had about that book, if you just search With Liberty and Justice, Nahum Siegel, you'll find it on the web. And that was a great conversation. Plus, of course, as I mentioned, we put up in our news section at NahumSiegel.com my conversation with Joe Lieberman after he released the book about Shabbos. How would you classify this book? Is it philosophy? Is it practicality? What was it on these 50 days that was going on, you know, book-wise, that you and the senator were trying to convey?
Okay, so first let me say something, and that is, I don't get any royalties from this book. and therefore, I can tell people that if you really valued his memory, then you should get the book and learn it between Pesach and Shavuot. 50 short chapters about, now, each chapter is different. It's amusing for each day. It's each one is 2 pages, 3 pages, very, very quick. You can sit it and ponder it. And what we did is that we divided it up. He wrote some chapters. I wrote some chapters. He went through my chapters. I went through his chapters, and there really was a chavrusa that went on over here when we created it. The core of the book is actually the Aseret HaDibrot, the Ten Commandments. That's the core, but that's the core of what Shavuos is about. And for him, it was important, as I said again, this idea of using his knowledge of law and creating laws and thinking about law and how Judaism couldn't exist without law. You know, one of the things that, if you go back and think about Bereishis, think about the Brit Bein HaBetarim, then there was no statement about law then. There was no statement at Sinai. It was just to go down to Egypt, get, you know, go be free and go into the land of Israel. You know, where did this whole Torah come from? So therefore, that was a really important element of the book. That's what the book was about. You know, that it's not just about freedom, but freedom to do what? Freedom to create what? So that was really is what the book is about. So it's 50 chapters about that, really about laws and the idea of law and how it fits into the whole narrative.
I'm sure the timing is not lost on you that we're about to hit Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and he, of course, because of the circumstances, became even more high profile recently.
Yeah, no, of course not. I'm telling you, every time we spoke, he said more people have to read this book. He felt so important about it, and I don't want to, you know, try to grab his whole life and say this is the most important thing right to him. He was a man who was so big and so broad, but he told me how important this was to him. So I'm saying people should really honor his memory, but also you get into an insight into his mind.
Look, you observe life, and you observe Jewish leadership, and certainly observe leadership both in Israel and on this side of the world. I mean, I want to say, I don't want to make a big deal about this, but frankly, it's what I've made the biggest deal about since his passing, because I think it's so vital and so important. And that was that he was looked upon as a real representative of the Jewish people, and certainly Orthodox Judaism. I mean, we're talking about ritual Judaism that got a completely new, you know, a new look to it when he became a national figure. You know, I feel that when people are identifiably or noticeably Jewish, they need to represent us well, and that doesn't always happen. In fact, unfortunately, I would say in the majority of the times, Senator Schumer, in the majority of the times, it doesn't happen. You get a figure like him where I can say, others can say, my gosh, every time he opened his mouth, you never had to cringe, worried about what he would say in terms of representing us or representing values. That is a very powerful statement, in my opinion. What do you think of that entire assessment of him as a public figure, that he always represented us and, frankly, people of values very well?
I think you're absolutely correct. But despite this, he didn't always feel that way, which means he was afraid that he would take a position that was not one which many rabbis would feel comfortable with. And he was, and therefore he was actually careful, even though absolutely a man was a Torah observant man, he was careful not to call himself Orthodox per se.
Right.
I'm an observant Jew.
Right.
And because he didn't want people to turn to him as the rabbi and listen to what he had to say when it came to the Jewish issues. But I want to, again, make a much broader point, which at some point we should really speak about. Mm-hmm. And that is, you know, I've been living in Israel close to 40 years,
right,
and over the years, I don't know what happened, but people do turn to me and ask me questions, and the questions I dealt with during the war now, we can have a whole conversation about it,
right.
But one of the biggest issues is that we were trained as rabbis, for the most part, to deal with micro situations, small situations, and we never thought about dealing with big macro situations. And when you analyze the exact same question from micro to a macro, everything changes. And Joe Lieberman, Senator Lieberman, dealt with macro situations, and therefore he saw things which were differently than I think that some people saw, because he was so big and had such broad shoulders. I don't know how clear that was, what I just now said, but that's going to be a key in understanding even those times that he felt, okay, maybe the rabbis wouldn't agree, but then again, the rabbis weren't dealing with the issues that he was dealing with.
Oh, I think it's an amazing point. I mean, the big picture, as you say, is, you know, it's limited, the number of people who really get to deal with big picture issues, and he certainly, obviously, dealt with many of them. Very, very good point. Rabbi Ari Kahn is with us, talking about Senator Lieberman, as his family is in the midst of the Shiva period at this time. So you just, I can't have you on the air at this time, especially after your visit to the United States. You're just freshly back in Israel, and not ask you, you know, what do you think of what's happening here in our community? And I say that in general, not a specific neighborhood or a specific community. You know, I worry that people on this side of the world are feeling less and less connected to the Holy Land as more and more time goes by, because obviously 6 months ago, boy, did we feel connected to everybody in Israel. What were your impressions during this visit over this past Shabbat?
I think people are more concerned. You know, people live in New York are more concerned with what's going on in New York, concerned about violence, which is there, concerned about, you know, being a Jew that people can identify on the streets. And I feel actually, in a certain sense, more of a fear there than we feel over here, because even here, the fear is much more generally centered on certain locations. So it's geographically concentrated. And I think this, I mean, maybe this sounds ironic. It seems that there's more of a fear. But by the way, I don't want to give you any direction on this. I believe, and I'll make you be very unpopular, I believe that another million Jews need to pick up, especially religious Jews, need to pick up and move to Israel at this point, and they will change the country. The million Russian Jews that came changed the country in incredible ways, and now it's time for a million, not because they're running away necessarily, or maybe there are things to run away from, but it's time to come home. And I'll say it again, a million Jews pick up, come here with all your skills and all your devotion and all of your Jewish lives, and this will change you, and this will change the state of Israel, and will empower us to move forward together.
Are there new immigrants in your neighborhood, or generally that's not where new immigrants go?
Some do.
And those are people from North America, or from France, or from where?
From all over, but from North America as well.
Interesting.
Again, my neighborhood where I live specifically, on my part of the neighborhood, there are not as many. It's very mixed in terms of Israeli neighborhood. It's very mixed Ashkenazim, Sephardim, and all kinds of Hasidim, all kinds of the Carlin Stone Rebbe lives up the block from me. And it's a very nice mix in the neighborhood. On the other side of Givat Zev, there are much more Olim who came there.
Oh, interesting. Rabbi Ari Kahn is with us, speaking to us from Israel after his visit to the United States. You want to check out, as he recommended, and as he said, he says he hasn't gained from this, but he's certainly recommending, if you want to get an insight into Senator Lieberman, with Liberty and Justice, the 50-day journey from Egypt to Sinai, Senator Joe Lieberman with Rabbi Ari Kahn. It's an OU Press Magid release, and again, with Pesach approaching, boy, oh boy, the timing is interesting. You get an opportunity to start that journey with that book and check out what he has, what they have to say on this topic. You ever think about, and I don't know if this ever came up in your conversations with him, but obviously if you spend time with him, it had to have crossed your mind. Did you ever think about the eventuality if he would have been vice president of the United States and would have been noticeably, identifiably Jewish, and what that might or might not have done for our people and in general for Jews in this country and the world?
We spoke about this. We spoke about there are many interesting things about what happened then. And I'll tell you an anecdote in a minute. But the main point was is that he saw it as being a double-edged sword.
Right.
That it gives a lot of visibility, and
such a realist, such a realist, yes. Such a real person. And it's funny.
Yeah. No, he was so much so.
And the other thing is you described him, you know, early in this conversation about, you know, how wonderful it was to, you know, just speak to him and what kind of person he was. I think the word pleasant, you know how you talk about pleasant people? He's such a pleasant figure. Mm-hmm. I think it fits him perfectly. He was just a pleasant person that many times that I met him and interacted with him, just it was just wonderful being in his presence, frankly. And I think he was loved. Yeah.
I think he was loved by many, many people.
Right. Look at the Senate. Yeah. Look at the Senate, the way he was appreciated. My gosh. The anecdote you want to tell us.
Well, so he told me that after he ran for election and they lost, but for a while it took, you know, in Florida, they were recounting.
Right.
So as the whole process was playing itself out, he had a team that would walk him and his wife to shul, and they were in Washington, and every week they would go to shul. And the mission ended on a 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning. So these guys walked him to shul and sat down, you know, surrounding him. Some sat down next to his wife. At 10 o'clock, he, you know, looks at his watch, stands up, and wants to thank them for their service. But that's it. It's over. The election was over. Everything was over. And they can go home. And they said, no, no, no. We want to stay.
Huh?
And we want to stay. And these guys were not Jewish. He said, maybe one was, because they weren't Jewish. And he was shocked. So he said, no, no, guys, you can go now. We're okay. You know, that's it. You're relieved of your duty at this point. And they said, no, no, we'd like to stay. So the rabbi who had actually told me the story, and I had it confirmed by Joe. So they said, you know, thinking, oh, you, like, you want to stay for the service, for the sermon. I got, they said, no, 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 for the kiddush.
They really became familiar.
And then one says, the chopped liver.
They studied the whole routine during those months here with him.
yeah. So he loved that. He loved that story. You know, that's it. We have to have a good kiddush, good chopped liver. We can get our people in as well.
Yeah, when he was campaigning at the county fairs, that was the one thing that was missing, was kosher chopped liver. I said last week, it was funny when it came to the county fairs. It's, you know, the issue was always, what will the candidate eat? In his case, it was, what will the candidate not eat? And that became the story, which obviously, in my opinion, is a wonderful Kiddush Hashem. But anyway, Rabbi Kahn, always a delight, to say the least. Let's celebrate Smachot together. And thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Okay, be well.
Rabbi Ari Kahn, check out the book, With Liberty and Justice, Senator Lieberman with Rabbi Ari Kahn. And just a pleasure not only to speak to Rabbi Kahn, get his opinion on what's happening in this world, but to talk about his relationship with Senator Lieberman, who we admired like crazy. And as we said, and as we just alluded to, many, many people feel the exact same way. It's America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listener-sponsored digital radio. Around the world, the web at NahumSiegel.com, on the Nahum Siegel Network, and of course on the beloved NSN app.